Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join us on tonight.
Thank you for taking the time. Prolify Your Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. So tonight, I'm your host, Prophetess Stacy, filling in for a time of prayer and prophecy. Let me tell you how tonight is going to work. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're online, you still have time to call in. If you need prayer, you still have time to call in. The number is 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. I'm going to pray what the Lord has laid on my spirit to pray. And after that, I will be opening the phone line to pray with you, so you still have time to call. Once again, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join us on tonight. I pray that you will be blessed by the prayer and prophecy tonight. The song that I played was Lord, I Want You by Missy Edwards and David Breyer. There's Missy Edwards and David Breyer, Lord, I Want You. If you never joined me for a time of prayer and prophecy, then you need to know that I believe in praying the word of the Lord. Therefore, there will be scripture tonight. Therefore, just receive, and the Lord's going to bless on tonight. With that being said, let's begin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that everybody listening under the sound of my voice, that they will receive on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Tonight, I would like to use as a foundation Psalms 118:25, NIV. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. The word of the Lord tonight simply says, Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. When I asked the Lord what the prayer focus should be for tonight, he gave me two words, save and grant. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Father God, I thank you for another opportunity, Lord God, to sit before you right here on Faith on the Line, God. I do not take this opportunity lightly, Lord God. And I ask, Lord God, that you not only save everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice, but that you grant them success, Lord God. Don't just save us, Lord God, and leave our lives alone, God, but I ask that you touch our lives in every area, Lord God, and grant us success, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. This year, Lord God, I want you to grant us so much success, Lord God, that the ones that are not saved, Lord God, will look at our lives, God, and they will know that you have to be real, because they're struggling. Out there in the world is struggling, Lord God. But we are your people, Lord God. Therefore, tonight I ask that you not only save, God, but that you would grant us success, Lord God. This same verse in the Message Bible says, Lord, we are sincerely asking you to let us win. We are sincerely asking you to let us win, Lord God. Touch businesses on tonight, Lord God. Touch businesses, business ideals on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every goal, Lord God, and every dream on tonight, Lord God, and let it manifest itself, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We don't want it, God, just for the money, God, but we want it, Lord God, that the world will look at it and say that they need to be saved. We want it, Lord God, so that your name can get the glory. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're tired of the world seeing us broke, busted, and disgusted, Lord God. We ask that you grant us success, Lord God. And not only that, God, but to teach us how to use the success that you've given us, Lord God, that your name may get the most glory, Lord God, that the kingdom may be recognized, Lord God, for what it is. It's a kingdom. We are a nation of people, a royal priesthood, God. And I thank you tonight, Lord God, for letting us be a part, Lord God, for snatching us back from the enemy, Lord God, to give us a place in you, God. And I do not believe that you gave us a place in you, Lord God, just to see us going from paycheck to paycheck to paycheck to paycheck, living from paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. Lord God, barely making it, Lord God. The struggle is over, Lord God. They got this saying in the world where they say the struggle is real. The struggle may be real, but I'm decreeing and declaring on tonight that the struggle is over. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. We're asking you, Lord God, because you're capable of doing everything, Lord God. Just like you gave David plans for the temple, Lord God, and he passed it on to his son, and it was successful. Lord God, we thank you for doing the same thing in our lives, Lord God. Touch our minds, Lord God, that we may understand what you're saying to us, Lord God. Touch our ears, Lord God. Purify our ears, God, that we may hear you above the world's noise, Lord God. Touch us, Lord God, that we may know when it's you, when it's the devil, and when it's us, Lord God. Because we sincerely, God, more than ever, we need to hear from you, Lord God. We can't get no aid and no assistance from the White House, God, because he needs to be delivered, God. And I ask that you touch him on tonight, Lord God. But when it comes to financial matters, Lord God, when it comes to what's best for us, Lord God, we are your people, Lord God. Therefore, we humble ourselves on tonight, Lord God. We cry to you. Save us, Lord. Grant us success, Lord God. Turn our households around, Lord God. Break generational curses on tonight, Lord God. We don't want to live like Big Mama lived. We don't want to live like Granddaddy lived. We don't want to live like our mothers lived, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we want to do better. We want to do better. Our name is in you. When people see us, they see you. They see us representing you. And we want to represent you at our best, Lord God. At our highest, Lord God. Therefore, we want to dress the best. We want to look the best, Lord God, that people can see that this is a representation of you and that they will get envious, Lord God, that they will get jealous, Lord God, that they will start to crave and desire this lifestyle, Lord God, so that we can tell them it's not all about what you see, the material stuff. It is from a relationship with you, Lord God. We thank you tonight that you want us to prosper. We thank you tonight that you want to see change broken off our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for where you brought us from, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we do not forget, Lord God, where you brought us from. God, we thank you for bringing us from Lodabar, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing us from the backside of the desert, God, because some of us was in the wilderness, Lord God. We just straight up lost, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for bringing us out of the valley, Lord God, and touching us, Lord God, that we may have the mindset to cry to you, Lord God, that we may stop chasing what the world is chasing, Lord God, because your word says in Matthew 6, Lord God, that if we seek you first, all these things will be added. Therefore, we expect some addition to happen in our lives, God, because we seek you. We sincerely love you, God. We thank you for adding to our life. The kingdom is first. You are first. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're still in power over our lives. We know the world looks dark, Lord God, but we still have a light over our lives, God. We thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you look upon every number that's represented tonight, Lord God, on the phone lines, Lord God. Save and grant success in their house, Lord God. Every unsaved loved one, God, we ask that you save them, Lord God, that you clean them up, Lord God. And every person that's already in the house, that's in the house, Lord God, that's already saved, Lord God, we ask that you grant them success, Lord God, because they already know you. They already love you. Now we ask that you grant them success, Lord God, and that when you grant them success, they will not forget your name. They will not forget to give you the glory. They will not forget to tell people that you are the reason that they have whatever they have, Lord God. When you breathe upon whatever you're going to breathe upon in their lives, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that they will not forget your name. They will not forget to pay their tithes on Sunday, Lord God. They will not forget to give their offering on Wednesday, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They will not forget, Lord God, to make you the head of their money. That's something right there, Lord God. Let me slow down and say that again. They will not forget to give their tithes. They will not forget to give their offering. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, they will not forget to let you lead in the money, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for not letting them get stingy on you, Lord God, for not letting them jip you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, if you open your hand over their lives, God, I pray, Lord God, that their minds will be receptive, Lord God, and give you what's due to them, Lord God. Because I decree and declare over somebody's life, listen tonight, when the Lord does it for you, because he's going to do it. If you become stingy on him and don't do what he told you to do with the money, the door will close, the hand will close, and it will be your own fault, because God comes first in everything. God comes first. God is our master plan. The Bible is our roadmap to surviving in this life. Can't you see that we can't depend on the things around us? We must press into God like never before for everything. The country has a president, but it seems like we have no covering. We have no covering in the world. We have a covering in Christ. Therefore, I come under my covering tonight. I come under the covenant tonight, Lord God, and ask that you grant us success. Somebody may not like this prayer on tonight, Lord God, but I know what you told me to pray, Lord God. Therefore, tonight, save and grant, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Save and grant, oh, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that there is no name that's above your name, God. We thank you that there's nothing you can't do, Lord God. Whether it's a physical situation, Lord God, a spiritual situation, a financial situation, Lord God, we thank you for touching and saving, Lord God, and granting success, Lord God. We thank you for letting us win, Lord God. I like that, the way they put that, Lord God, because it sounds like it's rigged, Lord God. Let us win. When you're playing a game with somebody and they let you win, they let you in, that lets you know that they gave it to you, that they just gave you the victory. God, we thank you tonight for loving us so much, Lord God, that we don't have to toil, that you're just going to give us some things, Lord God, that you're just going to surprise us with some things, Lord God, that you're just going to give us a second Christmas, Lord God, not because you're Santa Claus, but because you are a good Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for gifting our lives, Lord God, for putting anointings on our lives, Lord God, that we may prosper. That we may prosper. Yeah, I said it. The world is used to looking at the church on the bottom. The world is used to looking at your kingdom on the bottom, but no more. We thank you for the giftings, and we thank you for the anointings, that it will put us on top, Lord God, that it will put you on top where you deserve to be. Lord, grant success. Lord, save us. Grant success. Save us. Grant success. Save us, Lord God. Grant success, save us, Lord God. We thank you for doing so. We thank you for letting us win, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for throwing the victory in our favor, Lord God. You already did it so long ago, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, for doing it in another realm, Lord God. This time you're going to do it in the financial realm, Lord God. So I pray over everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice that they may receive on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they may receive blessings, Lord God, that they didn't expect, Lord God, that they may receive checks in the mail, Lord God, refunds on from a medical situation that they had, Lord God, refunds coming in the mail, God. We thank you, Lord God, for seeds that they've sown in the past, Lord God. Thank you for letting it yield fruit, Lord God. Some will receive 3,600-fold, Lord God. I thank you for unexpected things, God, blessings showing up in their lives, God. I thank you that this is a year, Lord God, that they will go from disaster to hope, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everybody that's been hopeless, Lord God, struggling with bills, Lord God, everybody, Lord God, that truly knows you and truly love you, because if they don't truly love you and they don't truly know you, then this prayer tonight is not for them. This prayer and prophecy tonight is not for them. But if they love you and they know you, and you know they're going to do right, God, this prayer is for them, God. And I just thank you that you're going to touch and you're going to bless on tonight, Lord God. You're going to let us win. Thank you for letting us win. It's like having a cheat sheet. It's like having a test. You know the answer, but you know the answer because of no study time of your own, but you just know that you know that you know. And tonight, God, we know that we know that we know that we know that you're a good God. We know that 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 you will bless your children. We know that you know that we know that we know that we know that you will cover and keep us, Lord God. Even though the world looks dark, you're going to cover and keep us, Lord God. We know that we know that we know, Lord God, when the world sees it sees no way out, Lord God, that you are our way out, Lord God. We know that we know that we know that you're going to make some of us a testimony when everybody else is freaking out and losing their minds over financial matters, Lord God, that you will have us in a place of peace, Lord God, that we may testify your name, God, that we may testify that you are the reason, Lord God, that we no longer struggle. We can tell them that we used to struggle, but we no longer struggle, and then we can tell them how we did it, Lord God. It will be a testimony moment, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for releasing struggle on tonight, Lord God. I thank you for moving on tonight, God, and letting us win. We thank you for letting us win. Lord, want you, just like the song I played tonight. Lord, we want you. We want you like never before. We want you, but we want all of you, God, because nowhere in the scriptures, oh God, did I ever see Jesus begging. Did I ever see Jesus ask anybody for any money, Lord God? He didn't do that. God, he even had Judas that was over his money. He even had a treasurer. You don't have a treasurer if you don't have no money. So we thank you, Lord God, that you showed us a Savior in the scriptures, Lord God, that did not be, he did not ask nobody for money, God, but money was just a part of it, Lord God. He could go anywhere he wanted to go and do anything he wanted to do, Lord God. And people were steady getting saved everywhere he showed up, God. We want it to be that way for us. We can go anywhere we want to go, Lord God. We can do whatever it is you told us to do when we get to where we're going, Lord God. We don't have to worry about money issues, Lord God, because money is not the issue. And wherever we go, people will get saved. People will get delivered, Lord God. We can give a full testimony. Not just that you healed our body, not that you saved our marriage, not that you turned Big Mama and Big Mama and them around, God, but that you saved our money, Lord God, that you told us, Lord God, how to stop throwing it away. You bless some of us every week. You bless some of us every month, but we're throwing it away, God. I ask you to touch minds on tonight, Lord God, that you anoint their minds, Lord God, that they will know how to think when they get their money, Lord God, that they will have a plan, Lord God, what to do with their money, because if they don't know what they're going to do with the money when they get the money, the money's going to soon go, and they won't know where it went to, God. But we decree and declare that those days are over, 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 where money comes into our possession, Lord God. We have no idea where it went, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to teach us to give even more on a grander scale, Lord God. Give, and it shall be given unto us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're paving the way for us to come out of this financial situation. Somebody said that you're coming out of that financial situation. Save and grant. You might have saw the title of tonight's prayer focus on the internet, and you said save and grant. I don't want to call in just for something saved and grant, but I hope you're on the line. I hope you're on the phone, because this is just what you need. If you've been struggling, if you've been toiling, and you know the name of the Lord, you know you have a relationship already established, this is what you need. You need the Lord to save and grant. Save and grant. Save and grant. When you get that money on the weekend, when you get that money every week, when you get that money every month, I want you to lay your hands on your money and say, save and grant. Save and grant. Give God his 10% and the rest you just decree and declare, save and grant. Save and grant. Save and grant. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. And it's not because I want to be a show, not that I want to just show people what I got. I'm coming out because I want to show people the power of my God. I want to come out so that I can go into different areas of the world and I can show them that you are God. I don't really have to test that. I don't really have to say anything. I don't have to always testify. I just want to be able to show them by how I carry myself. I carry myself like I'm the best because I serve the best, and I want everybody to know it. Therefore, I'm coming out. I declare over my money. Save and grant, Lord God. Save and grant, Lord God. Do your thing in our money, Lord God. Do your thing in our lives, God. That unsaved loved one, we ask that you wake them up and that you change them. Save and grant. Save and grant. Grant success all over our house, all over our lives, God. And we give you the honor and praise for doing so on tonight. In the name of Jesus, may your name always be glorified in everything that we do, because it's not about us, it is about you. Not about us, it is about you. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, for letting us win. I like that. Thank you, Lord, for letting us win. Get that in your spirit. Letting us win. People may not let you in the world. Some people are always looking for a handout, looking for a door to open, but people may not always let you. Because, number one, they don't want to see you win in the world. But I'm telling you tonight that the word of the Lord from the Message Bible, that same scripture, Psalms 118:25, if you look it up from the Message Bible, there's a portion of it that says, we're sincerely asking you to let us win. And you know what tonight, beloved? The Lord is going to let us win. Let us win. So that his name may be lifted up on this earth so that people may be drawn to him like never before. And it's not for a handout, but it's just so that he can show them that he's real, not just in spiritual matters, not just in emotional matters, not just in mental matters, but in financial matters. God is not afraid to step into your money. He's not afraid to step into your money, not as long as you're not afraid to give him your money. How about that? He's not afraid to step into your money if you're not afraid to give him your money. And tonight, I suggest that you do just that. Let him step into your money and then turn around and give him your money. Let him be in control of the money from week to week. Let him be in control of the money from month to month. Let him be in control of that job from which you make the money, God. Thank you for opening doors of job opportunities over somebody's life, Lord God. Thank you for touching and doing it for them all tonight, God. Grant success on that job, Lord God. Grant an opportunity for them, Lord God, to save them souls on that job, Lord God. Don't let them just continue to show up with their mouth closed, Lord God. They look good. They dress good. Now it's time for them to give a full testimony of who you are in their lives, Lord God. We thank you for moving and doing it on tonight, Lord God. I feel this prayer tonight, Lord God. I give you the glory, God. Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord, for letting us win. Save and grant, Lord God. Save and grant. Thank you for letting us win. Letting us win. Amen.
Give me a minute. I'm going to put my headset back on. Now my headset is on. I need to make one quick correction. Prior to going into prayer tonight, I had two translations open to me. So the correct translation that says that God is going to let us win is actually the CEV, the Contemporary English Version. So tonight we had Psalms 118:25 from the NIV and Psalms 118:25 from the Contemporary English Version. Tonight we learned through prayer and prophecy that the Lord is going to save and grant, and he's going to let us win. So right now would be a good time for anybody that has a prayer request to ask for prayer, because you already know that God is going to save and grant, and he's going to let you win. So whatever's on your heart and you need prayer for, now is a perfect time. If you're on the line and you need prayer on the phone lines, just match one, and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you, everybody, for joining on tonight. Press 1 and I will pray with you. Okay, I see there are no prayer requests on the phone lines tonight. But if there's anybody listening to the sound of my voice and you need prayer at any time, you can always contact me by calling 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or by emailing prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com. And I will be glad to pray with you then or give you Bible-based consultation. Be sure to join me, Prophet Stacy, on Prolific Fire by calling the same number that you called on tonight or by going on to blogtalkradio.com/Prolific Fire. That's Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, Monday night, Prolific Fire. And the message will be, When God Is Your First. It's a prophetic encouragement for those that have been sexually abused. Because as you know, the motto, the vision statement for Prolific Fire is seeking to help you where you hurt, which means that we deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference. So be sure to join me for that. Then, Prophetess Paige has so graciously given me another week, so be sure to join me back here for Faith on the Line next week. I have no idea as of right now how the Lord is going to lead me to pray, but by then he will have put something in my spirit. So just tune back in next Friday around this same time. Until then, God bless each of you. Save and grant, and God is going to let us win. Good night.